Round one was over. Parents won. Kids sip.
I only hope that we never lose sight of one thing. That was all started by a mouse.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep!
Gentlemen, start your engine!
To infinity and beyond!
There's a touch of madness around here.
Welcome to DDP Today, a show that's a little about us, a lot about Disney and fun for the whole family. My name is Justin, and today I am joined by my brother. Happy Siblings Day yesterday, buddy. Thank you for the phone call for that one. That was awesome. Mm-hmm. The great Mike Stolfi. What's up, man?
What's going on, man? It's odd that it's just the two of us, you know? It's very... I haven't seen you in a while, so it's great to see you back on. I know you had a fantastic trip, and we're going to talk about some of that in the Patreon later. You know, it's nice to get away with the family, do a little bit of a cruise, get to spend some, you know, family time together, and what's a better way than doing it on a cruise ship? I know you were a little under the weather when you came back. I got the little, you know, cruise flu, I guess, that goes around. Mm-hmm. You know, we've all had that before. You know, it just comes with territory, but, you know, great memories were made, I'm sure, and you had a fantastic vacation. All's good here. I'm actually going to be down in Florida next week, and I called some of our Florida residents and said, hey, don't take it personally. I'm literally coming into town and flying out of town. Sammy has a cheer competition next Thursday. I forget what's the date of the week, whatever it was. It'll be a week from now. And we're driving down Wednesday afternoon, and then we're going to get in Wednesday night. She has the cheer competition Thursday afternoon, and then we're literally leaving again Friday morning. So it's going to be a whirlwind of coming down. There's going to be no parks involvement. I think the only thing Disney related to this trip is we'll actually be at Old Key West. That's probably about as far as it's going to be when it comes to Disney. You know, I told a couple of our Disney peeps down there that, you know, if our paths do cross, the timing is right. But I'm not really too sure on how that's going to work out with the trip next week. But so it's kind of sad when you go down there and you're, you know, so close to it all, but yet so far away. So like I said, it'll be nice to be able to spend some family time myself with the girls next week, and got to watch Sammy do a little bit of a competition. But you know, the sad part is it'll be in a place that we love, and we really can't completely enjoy our time down there. But you know, we'll make the best of it. And anything with the family is always great.
I mean, it is always tough to be down there. I was down there after my cruise. I wasn't at Disney. I was at Universal, and dude, I was so sick I couldn't do anything. Like, we ended up coming back early actually because I came down with something about day six and just was absolutely kind of just stuck in the room. It's one of the worst head colds I've had in years. I mean, you heard me. It was like, it's mm-hmm. like, are you okay, buddy? You know what I mean? So I've got the cough button ready tonight. Hopefully it's good, but today's the best I've felt. So I'm excited to be back. And I'll tell you, nothing tests the love for your spouse and your children, your kid, like being in a 220 square foot room for 9 days. that's something that you have to, yeah, especially this one's a little different because it was a Royal Cruise, a smaller ship, and we're going to talk about Patreon, but with it being a smaller ship, with it being a longer cruise, there wasn't as much to do. There wasn't a Playmakers, there wasn't, in the bars, there was a total of 3 TVs total out of all the bars to go to, and you got March Madness going on, and just a little bit of a different cruise. You know, we sail a lot, so luckily we were able to get in there and kind of enjoy it and make some good times. We actually took games, Mike, with us. We took like 4 different like games, like Uno, Phase 10, Yahtzee, and all that. And then what we do is when we take those, we would play each night, and then the last night we always gift them to the bartenders. Because, you know, they're stuck on the ship for months at a time, and they were super grateful to have those to where they can play and have a good time. So, yeah, glad to be back though, man. It feels weird not being on the show when I'm away. And I miss you guys, so I'm excited to be back here. Hey, we're going to do something a little different tonight. It's a show we've done a couple times before, and I think it's a lot of fun. We typically do this when it's just me and you. I don't think we've ever done this one. The other guys have been on here. And that is a DDP jump around episode. For those of you who are new to this, let me explain it a little bit. We have 5 topics tonight that we are going to hit. We're going to spend a little bit of time on each one, but we're going to be jumping around from different topic to different topic tonight. None of them have really anything to do with the other one. All of them Disney-related, though. And we're going to jump right into it. Mike, do you want to start fun or serious?
Let's go serious, because we can always, you know, it's always good to end on a high note. So let's start serious first.
Let's get it out of the way. All right. Let's talk about what everyone right now is talking about in the Disney community. News came out yesterday, April 9th, that Disney is changing its DAS program for guests with disabilities, and kind of what should people know if you're looking at that. So let's talk about what DAS is first. So DAS is a program that is dedicated to help people with disabilities to be able to enjoy and access the parks with an easier way. So if they have a difficulty kind of tolerating long waits, they can't sit in the conventional queues, then this allows them to be able to experience those but not have to stay in those queues for long periods of time. I deal with DAS quite a bit with my job, with Away With Me Travel. I have a lot of clients who use DAS who, you know, it's a big part of their trip. So I know how the back end of things work as far as planning and all that. And the way it works is you actually schedule a time 30 days prior to arrival, up to 3 days prior to arrival, to do a video call with somebody with Disney to be able to see if you're eligible for DAS. That's still going to be the way. And actually with Walt Disney World, that's going to be the only way you're going to be able to do this from now on is through that. Now, this isn't going into effect at Disney World until May, and then in Disneyland in June. So May 20th for Disney World. I believe it's June, I don't have the exact day. I think it's June 17th or June 18th for Disneyland that the new DAS will roll out. Now, what is changing? Mike, this is a system that we have seen over the last 3 years an influx of guests take advantage of. They have kind of flocked to this system, and it really has been flooded with people who have used DAS that have never used DAS in the past. It's because of this, the queues, which is a return time queue, they will use the Genie Plus queue, Lightning Lane queue, to be able to enter the attractions. It is now causing those queues to back up, and we're seeing 20, 30, 40 minute waits for Genie Plus, Lightning Lane, and DAS guest coming back to do these attractions. The thing we don't see is we don't see a 500% increase in disabilities nationwide, if that makes sense. So we see a lot of people trying to get disability, the disability service there at Walt Disney World, but we don't see a huge, you know, uptake of disabilities there in the United States. So I'm trying to be very delicate about this, Mike. A lot of people have used this, and I'm going to use a perfect example. I'm going to use a personal example, and we'll talk about it. Okay. When I was at Universal a couple years back, there was a woman in front of us at the ticketing booth who was trying to get a DAS pass, okay?
Okay.
And the reason she was trying to get a DAS pass was for anxiety. Now, listen, a lot of people have disabilities that are, you can physically see the disability, but a lot of people have disabilities that you cannot see a physical disability. Anxiety is a terrible thing. I have anxiety at times. You have anxiety at times. Like, you know, we kind of all have it. I don't think that anxiety for me is up to the par of being eligible to getting a disability pass. So that's where I'm talking about people to take advantage of. We've also seen, Mike, in the past that people have used the disability pass to be able to access these virtual queues. And then those are the people who also charge to take people with them and do an offsite VIP service type of day, which is absolutely taking advantage of the system that was not meant for that. Another thing we've seen with Disability Pass is a no limit to how many people you can bring onto attractions with you if you have a Disability Pass. So that is changing as well. This is going to be, you will be you and up to four other guests of the same household that will be able to use the Disability Pass. So lots of changes coming. I want to get into one more thing and then we're going to discuss. The biggest change coming is this. One, it's looking like the disability pass will no longer be valid for, I've got post notes. That's how far behind I'm working. I've got post notes all over my wall and they're falling at me. This will no longer be valid for mobility issues. So if you have a scooter, this will not be valid for that anymore. And the reason for that is 99% of queues at Walt Disney World are accessible by scooter. You know, there's a few less in Disneyland because it's an older park, but they do return times for those certain attractions. And so that is not going to be a reason you're going to be able to get disability pass anymore. This is more for children with autism. You know, I mean, those disabilities where they physically and mentally cannot handle being in these long queues. The other thing is this, and this is what I think is really catching people by storm. If someone requests a disability pass in their interview and they provide, which Disney does not require you to have a physical proof of your disability, if Disney finds out that you lie during your interview process, you will be banned from Walt Disney World, Disneyland, forfeit all future days on tickets. I mean, Disney is putting their foot down and saying, enough is enough. We know this is being taken advantage of, and we're going to do something about it. So with all that said, Mike, I know that's a lot. Let's chat about it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad to see that they're going to crack down on the abusers. You know what I mean? I hate to see the people that get a legitimate use out of it that are going to have to suffer by it or have to go through a few more, you know, hoops to jump through. Thankfully, in my family, I've never had an issue when it came to having to use one of the DAS passes. I know when we went with Laura's parents and my dad, you know, they had some mobility issues, you know, and they were using scooters at the time, and you know, it wasn't easiest to get around, but you know, we knew that those were the challenges that were going to bring. Someone who has a severely autistic brother, who's got, you know, was nonverbal. I understand how having, growing up with that in my family, I understand how having that as a child can be something that's difficult and you want to give them. My parents have always done the best to give my brother the best kind of, you know, vacations and lifestyle and whatnot. So when you have a child that might love Disney, try and do the best you can for them. And if having the child there and you can use the advantage of making it a wonderful place for them to go, I think that's fantastic. I do know that in all of our years of going to Disney, I've seen a little bit of a change in the DAS system. I never really paid attention to it that much. I knew when Laura and I would first start going with the kids, it was one of those things where they had the tour groups that would go around and say, hey, someone in my group, you know, has got a broken arm and we'll get you on all the rides free, or, you know, I'm not free, I'll get you on all the rides faster than everybody else. It's kind of like, you know, instant lane to get through. So I'm glad that they've been cracking down on that. Like I said, I'm sorry to see the families that have to jump through a few more hoops that legitimately need it. But I am glad to see that the violators will be put through a couple more checks and balances. And the whole getting banned thing, if you're lying about something, I like that, because at least it gives you a little bit more of a consequence, more than just a denial, like, oh, we're not going to give it to you.
So perfect timing. So earlier today, I emailed Disability Services at Disney Parks just to see, kind of get some clarification on a few things. So I actually, about 17 minutes ago, they just emailed me back at 7:43 p.m. on April the 11th. A little bit of a lengthy email, but I'm going to take a minute and read through it, okay? It says, let me preempt it with what I sent them. So I have a client who is diabetic. And in the past, this client has always been able to get DAS pass because of their diabetes. I did not, with the changes coming, I did not foresee that being something they'll be able to do in the future. So I wanted to get a clarification. And I don't think this email gave me that clarification, but I want to get clarification and just to get some more details on what we're looking at. So bear with me. I'm going to read through it. Dear Justin, thank you for your message to the Walt Disney World Resort regarding services for guests with disabilities. Disney is committed to providing a welcoming, inclusive environment and accessible experience for all our guests. All guests who inquire about accessibility options during this period of transition are receiving this note to share information ahead of your next visit. We encourage you to first explore our website, blah, 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 which has been updated to showcase a variety of accommodations and services to meet different needs. Additionally, to help you plan your visit, we have developed an accessibility planning guide and recommendations and a sensory experience guide. I actually really like that they're doing that, because that's something that we didn't have before. And on my end, that's something that we can share with guests to make their planning process a little bit easier, which will provide pertinent information as well as answers to many frequently asked questions. There are various accommodations available to meet the needs of our guests, which may be discussed in individual conversations within 30 days of a planned visit. We talked about that. The DAS is one program offered and is intended specifically for those guests who, due to a developmental disability like autism, huge, there's your words, people. If you're wondering what changes we're getting, there it is. The DAS service is one program offered, and it is intended specifically for those guests who, due to developmental disabilities like autism or similar, are unable to wait in a conventional queue for an extended period of time. So that kind of tells you what they're honing in on for DAS to be available. Some guests enrolled in DAS in the past may be offered alternative accommodations based on the results of their individual conversations. These include rider switch, mobility services, options for those who may unexpectedly need to leave a queue, and or other recommendations. Guests who may need accessibility accommodations will be offered an individualized conversation with our team within 30 days of a planned trip, including on the day of your visit, if necessary, to help provide an appropriate match of tools and services. If you are visiting before May 2024, please visit our accessibility service. I'm going to skip all this because it pretty much says nothing's changing. It's exactly the way it's been if your visit's before May 20th, 2024. If your visit begins May 20th, 2024 or later, beginning May 20th at the Walt Disney World Resort, there will be an updated process for accessibility service conversations. Guests can learn more on our website for guests with disabilities. In this video discussion, healthcare professionals may be available if needed to help determine appropriate accommodations. Guests will not be asked for medical documentation. I will say that is something new. They're actually bringing in Advent Health as a backup for this. And so there may be a time where you may speak with a Disney representative and they may actually bring on a health professional to qualify or verify if you actually are valid for DAS, or maybe another one of the disability services will be better for you. Please know we will not determine any guest's future eligibility until our processes are updated on May 20th. Kindest regards, Walt Disney World Accessibility Services team. What do you think?
I mean, it explained a lot of it. Like I said, it seems like they're going to gear it more towards the
Developmental issues.
Developmental issues more than physical issues, which is good to see. This way, you know, you can't, I don't want to say fake a broken leg or something like that, you know, just to try and get on the rides quicker. For someone, like I said, who's had a, you know, a brother who is autistic, it's a fantastic thing. I know autism is it's very prevalent in a lot of families. So I think that's great. I think that they're doing their due diligence to cut down on the people that take advantage of it. And I think that they're doing it the best they can. You know, it's a sensitive subject too. You also don't want to exclude somebody who, you know, who really needs it, you know? So it's tough.
It's funny because I really feel like we did our homework for this and we typically don't. So look at us. I feel really proud of us right now. You know that, Mike? If you have any questions, of course, you can get a hold of Disney at their disability. They have a if you look up Walt Disney World DAS, there is a link down there and you can actually email them directly with specific questions. That was kind of a general response, but really it kind of answered my question. So we got the big one out of the way. That was really our big, you know, we kind of chatted about it, and that's a tough one to get through. Cause yeah, you don't want to exclude someone who might really need it, because there's a lot of things out there. You know what I mean? I mean, look, let's talk about it. Some people have IBS. Some people have other issues where saying long lines may be really, really tough. But it sounds like they're kind of thinking this thing through, and they're going to offer other, even if DAS is not the future for you, there's going to be other things that they may be able to offer to help you out to make sure your stay at Walt Disney World is really, really nice. So, hey, well done, man. We knocked that big one out of the park. First inning, and boom. See ya. I'm a little bit hungry, man. Let's go out west. What do you think?
I like that idea.
All right, cool. We're going to talk about Walt. Of course, as soon as I click it, my website completely just crashed there. We're going to talk about the foodie guide for Pixar Fest. So just today, April the 11th, we, from the Disney Parks blog, got a brand new foodie guide for the brand new, or for Pixar Fest, coming out at, well, Disneyland, April 26th. And Mike, this looks like a ton of fun. So kicking off April 26th, Pixar Fest at Disneyland Resort will serve up the fun and the flavor with plenty of exciting happenings all across the resort. Through August 4th, 2024, enjoy all the Pixar experiences your heart desires with can't-miss offerings like the Better Together, a Pixar Pal Celebration Parade, Together Forever, a Pixar Nighttime Spectacular, Club Pixar, and, of course, plenty of Pixar-themed foods. Let's talk about the foods, Mike. Moving down through there, let's just start right at the beginning. They kind of have a plate of what looks like different types of desserts. I mean, the Sea Monster Friends Parfait at the Jolly Holiday Bakery, Cafe from Luca, Adventure is Out There Sunday from Clarabelle's Hand-Scooped Ice Cream from Up, and of course the Slinky Dog Sipper, which is all going to be out there. Mike, this looks like a blast, man.
Yeah, you know, we go to the Disney parks and Disney World quite a bit. You know, we're not that big. I'm not that big into the Disneyland parks. I don't know them that well. Did the one trip out there last year. It was fantastic. I love it. I wish I could do it more. So I didn't realize that they had these kind of festivals out there. So this is all kind of new to me. And we were doing research for the show. I was reading about it. And I'm like, you know, we always talk about we want to go back out there again because we had such a great time there on the last DDP trip. Something like this, you know, if I knew this was going on, this might be one of those things where you say this is one of the must-dos for something that, you know, happens once in a while that, you know, it's only for a limited time. You can take advantage of it. One of the things that I can tell you, when we were out there in Disneyland, some of the food and the food choices were great. Some of the snacks they had were top of the line. And it's nice to have something that a different variety than your typical, you know, Florida, you know, Disney World, run-of-the-mill kind of snacks and stuff that you usually get. You know, we're blessed by a lot of festivals in Epcot, but it's nice to see that they're having this over in California Adventure.
So that photo that that I'm talking about is actually, and I was looking, I was like, man, that has like crackers and almost like a charcuterie, you know, type of selection on there.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, you and I did the dessert party for
The World of Color?
World of Color. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Sorry. I'm on all kinds of meds, dude. It's crazy. So I'm trying to knock this thing out. It's got me all loopy. So this is the plate for the Pixar Pals dessert package, which gives you reserved seating along with a selection of delicious desserts for the Better Together Pixar Pals celebration parade. That's really cool, man. That's something I would definitely do.
Oh, absolutely. You know, like the dessert party we had was, I mean, the food was incredible. There was so much of it to go around. And the cast members that we had were top notch when it came to, I forget the cast member's name we had. We took some pictures with her. I'm sure if I look back in our you know, DDP family pictures, I definitely have something with her. Because we all, you know, she was great. She had our whole little section over there. Very cool. I like the limited edition stuff. The dessert party we had was good. If they did just a good job on this as they did with the World of Color show that we had, I think you're in for a treat.
All right, we're going lightning. You ready? I'm going to run us through each of the places that you're going to be able to get Pixar inspired things. I'm going to start at that place and I'm going to say everything they have there. You tell me one or two things that kind of stick out to you that you would definitely want. I'm starting over in Disneyland at Alien Pizza Planet, and they have the Cosmic Chili Pasta inspired by Toy Story. Jalapeno cheddar pinwheel pasta topped with spiced chili, crushed corn chips, and green onions. They have a cheeseburger pizza slice inspired by Toy Story, which is a burger patties, pickles, American and cheddar cheese, ketchup, tomato sauce. Ooh, I don't know about this one. Sesame and a pizza crust drizzled house sauce. Alien macaroon inspired by Toy Story and a green drink inspired by Toy Story. Alien inspired punch made with pineapple juice, ginger beer, lemon lime, Powerade with a lemon sorbet and a splash of vanilla served with lychee. Is it lychee or lychee? I don't know. Popping pearls.
I think I'm going with the pizza. Surprisingly enough,
really?
I'm not. You know, we actually had a place in Long Island where we used to live, and they used to have a cheeseburger pizza there. You know, it's not pizza; it's just something different. And I like the cheeseburger pizza a lot. It was really good, and that sounds really good to me, especially with the pickles on it and stuff. I'm thinking I might have to go with that.
You and I are pickle people.
Mm-hmm.
If there's one thing about Mike and I, if you ever picture Mike and I sitting down, you know, some people sit down with a drink and do all that. Mike and I could sit down with a tub of pickles and just have a nice evening.
True story.
It really is. Like, people think I'm kidding. I'm not kidding. Like, if we had a solid, here's the thing. There's really crummy pickles out there.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get a good jar of pickles, I don't think there's much better in this world. I really don't. I still got to try those ones that you got the other day.
Yeah, well, I went with that brand because you told me to get that, and I was extremely upset because I tried it. They were delicious. I probably had two or three out of the jar, and Sammy and her boyfriend ate the whole jar. So as much as I love pickles, she does too, and her boyfriend devoured them. So, they were good for the few that I was able to have.
I don't know if I trust someone who doesn't like pickles. Katie doesn't like pickles. That's why I probably don't trust her a lot. You know what I mean? I'm like, how do you not like pickles? Do you like sweet pickles?
I like all kinds of flavors. It depends what you're in the mood for. Sometimes you like sweet. Sometimes you like the sweet and spicy. Sometimes you like... I actually have pickle snacks for lunch every day. They have those little individual bags
at
the supermarket.
Yeah.
They're like $1 each.
Yeah.
So I usually have that with my lunch every day.
So I the only sweet pickles I like is... it's like a barbecue place, and I can't think of it right now. It's got a pig on the front, and they sell these huge jars at Costco of these pickles, and they're kind of like sweet heat pickles. Like, they got a little bit of spice to them. They're sweet. I like those. And then there's an actual pickle called Sweet Heat that, like, you know, the big pickle guys make. I like those. But other than that, man, I don't like sweet pickles. But a good dill pickle with a good garlic to it.
Mm-hmm.
People, you know what? You know my favorite thing right now would be is if somebody just got in the car with their friend. Their friend listens to GDP. And they just got in the car with their friend and we're on and they're driving and they just think their friend is listening to a pickle podcast.
Mm-hmm.
You think there's a pickle podcast out there?
I'm sure there is.
Oh, I'm sure there is too.
I think there's a podcast about everything.
I think so too. All right, let's move on. We talked enough pickles. All right. Cafe Orleans, only one thing. Earth Pass Cake inspired by Soul. Did I skip one? No. Earth Pass Cake inspired by Soul. Lemon cream cheese mousse with mango passion fruit. Is it compote? 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 Compote?
Sure.
What is it? Do you know?
No, I don't know.
Compote. Compote.
I'll go with that. I'll go with that.
Let's just say compost. How about that? And Brittany dough,
okay.
Based with white chocolate covered popping candies. They love their popping candies out west. On a blue and green vanilla sauce with chocolate decoration. That's not for me. It's too much. You?
It sounds a little much.
Yeah. Carnation Cafe. I am all in. I'm so excited to get your opinion on this. Because as much as I'm into pickles, I am all in. And when I cook these at the house, it makes Katie so mixed it smells the whole house. Fried bologna sandwich inspired by Up.
I don't like bologna at all.
Really?
And Sarah would eat bologna by the pound.
Yeah, me too. You ever had fried bologna?
Yep, don't like it.
That's bonkers to me, man. I thought for sure you would like bologna.
Nope.
Interesting. Gibson Girl Ice Cream Parlor has an ice cream. Get it? Wink, wink. Cone inspired by Monsters, Inc. Scoop of pistachio ice cream dipped in green chocolate garnished with candy eyes and horns.
So pistachio is one of my favorite ice cream flavors.
I don't know if I've ever had
actually, it. Really. And when we're in New York, they have like the pistachio ices. You know, they have like the Italian ices. Pistachio is one of my favorite. I get pistachio all the time. I'm not sure how I'd feel about it with the chocolate over it, but I love pistachio, so I'd definitely give it a shot.
Oh my goodness! I didn't even scroll down to see how many things are there. This is a big festival. I'm gonna have to move a lot quicker. Here we go. So we're there. The Jolly Holiday Bakery, they have a Silencio Bruno sandwich, and they have a Sea Monster's Friend parfait. I'm going to keep going, Mike. Plaza Inn, Pixar Fest cake, layers of yellow, blue, and red vanilla sponge cake. That looks really good. Rancho del Zocalo restaurant has the River Family Guarache, inspired by cocoa. They have a Marigold Bridge, inspired by cocoa, tricolored white sponge. It's another cake. Red Rose Tavern has the Fergus Fizz, inspired by Brave. And then the refreshment corner has a barbecue potato dog inspired by Toy Story smoked sausage, barbecue pulled pork, coleslaw, fried onions, and green onions. I am all in. Served in a baked potato, Mike.
Yep, that's all me.
Dude, I'm all in. Stage Door Cafe, there's a snake on my funnel cake. Funnel cake topped with chocolate peanut butter pudding, cookie crumbles, and a candy snake. Tropical Hideaway has a pineapple coconut float inspired by lava. Let's say what there's a couple other things. Churros, of course, near Buzz Lightyear. Astro Blaster's a blackberry churro if you want to go out. That's where I source story. So let's go over to DCA really quickly. Let me run through a couple of these. The Boardwalk Pizza and Pasta, they have a birria pizza. They also over at Cozy Cone Motel 1 have a Junkyard Jamboree churro. Mike, ooh, this one's right up your alley. Chocolate espresso sugar dusted churro with chocolate engine oil sauce topped with assorted candy parts.
Yeah, the churros out west are good, that's for sure.
Cozy Cone Motel 3, Luigi and Guido cone inspired by Cars, cheese tortellini, pomodoro sauce, and a mozzarella topped with basil panko at Clarabelle's. They have another sundae. They're doing a lot of ice creams, man. Lots of ice creams. At Flo's VA Cafe, they have a Dinoco Blue cheeseburger. They have Racing Radical Cake, the Hollywood Lounge, Ramon Nachos, and a Motorama Girl. What? Oh, it's a drink. I'm an idiot. Motorama Girl, inspired by Cars. Vodka rum, blue curacao, and pineapple cocktail. I am a real special boy. Jack Jack Cookie Num Nums has Jack Jack shortbread cookies. Lamplight Lounge has the Agua Chili Negro Tostada, inspired by Elemental. Citrus and beet. I'm out at beet. Hate beets. You like beets?
Nope, don't like beets.
Blech. Anybody likes beets, I don't get it, man. It's like eating dirt. Cold Nut Puffs filled with Blue Cloud Mousse. I'm out on like mousse. Magic Key Terrace, which is for Magic Key holders only, have the Lucas Seafood Pasta. Actually looks pretty good. And then at the, why do I do this? Requidame at Paradise Garden Grill. They have a ton of stuff. They have a wet burrito. They have al pastor tacos. They have a jirache with soy chorizo beans. They have a street style watermelon and lime juice, chili lime seasoning and chamoy inspired by cocoa. They have, everyone says that's good. Have you ever tried this? Everyone swears by this. Watermelon with the, like the Mexican seasoning on it.
Sammy does it.
Really? Does she like it?
Yep. Yeah, she loves it. She gets that,
what's it called?
The tahine?
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Yeah. She uses that stuff on everything. Yep.
That's wild, man. They have it out there. So cheese quesadilla. Mm-hmm. They have a red velvet tres leche, a watermelon candy cocktail, and of course, a couple dos equis out there as well. And then, yeah, they've got lots and lots of stuff. We're kind of running out of time on this topic. So churros over Hollywood. They have a multicolored churro inspired by Monsters, Inc. They have a Mr. Potato Head chip churro top of crushed potato chips and chocolate drizzle. I don't know about that one, dude.
Mm-hmm.
And then an outdoor vending carts. They have a couple different things that you can go try. If you want to check it out, you can, of course, can head over to Disney Parks blog, and they have a whole site. You can see pictures of everything. You can check all that out. Mike, would this be enough to bring you back out to Disneyland?
Yeah, I think so. I think because, you know, when you go out there and you do stuff, it's always nice to go out there and try something new. You know, like one of those things people say when they go to, you know, Disney World, you're never going to get everything done the first time you go. You can't do everything in one trip. So there's always something to come back for. I think something like this to really sink your teeth into, literally, would be really cool to do. Go out there and do that so that, you know, you're getting even more experience than maybe some of the things you missed from your last trip. I'm sure a lot of our West Coast people that frequent that park quite a bit looks forward to something like this, just kind of like how we love to do our Epcot festivals. So I think this is great. I'm glad that they have that going on out there. And I'd love to hear from our West Coast people some of their reviews on some of this food.
Man, those cards, that stuff must just be sitting on top of, you know how small it is out there. That's amazing. Have mm-hmm. fun. For all of our West Coasters, post pictures. We want to see pictures when it starts, when you're out there, some of the stuff you're enjoying. And that way we can see all the great things out there. Let's move over, since we're talking about Pixar, might as well go to Disney and Pixar. Let's jump around to this topic. Disney and Pixar movies coming out this year. Mike, it's kind of been a couple down years for Disney movies, I feel, in my opinion. But I feel like this is the year that Disney's going to shine. We're going to have some box office hits. So let's kind of go through it. On June the 14th, Inside Out 2. I'm very interested in this. This is one of my... Inside Out is one of my favorite movies. One, I'm the dad of a daughter. Two, I'm mm-hmm. the dad of a daughter named Riley, who is the main character. And three, I feel like she has a lot more emotions than just the four, five. and now we're actually getting added emotions in this brand new Inside Out 2. Are you excited about this one?
I am. It was one of those movies that my kids loved. We had a great time watching that as a family. I'm good. I'm glad. I think it's long overdue. There's some movies on here that I'm going to say, eh. This one I think is long overdue. It was a successful first movie. That next generation of kids coming along, I think it's great that they're going to have this one. So I think this is on this list. This is a good one.
These are in no order, by the way. Just going down the list as we're looking at it right now. Which we're getting these from IGN.com. November 27th, 2024, Moana 2. I think this could be one of the biggest movies of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, The Rock. I watched WrestleMania for the first time in 25 years, and I had so much fun.
A lot of people did. A lot of people said that.
I had so much fun. And not only did I watch it, Katie watched it, because she used to watch wrestling. And Riley watched it for the first time ever, and she was all in. So we watched on Saturday night, because mm-hmm. wasn't feeling good. We were Universal just in the room at Cabana Bay. And I had it up on my laptop. And we were all in one queen bed, sitting right there with a pizza, watching WrestleMania. And so we watched it Saturday night, and then Riley got into it. And then on Sunday, we actually made sure that we were watching it whenever Cody Rhodes and The Rock and everybody. And it was, dude, I had so much fun, man, watching it. I had a blast. Mm-hmm. Absolute blast. Mm-hmm. Moana 2 is long overdue. It's great. Fantastic soundtrack. Hope they knock it out of the park. Really, really good. Mufasa, The Lion King. So this one's coming out December 20, 2024, right before Christmas. This is going to be The Lion King from Mufasa's point of view.
It's a prequel from what I was reading.
Yep, 100%.
Yep. That's very cool. Yeah, I think that's good. I think it's cool to see some of the other character. You know, it definitely has potential. And I'm curious, did it say here whether it was going to be live action or was it going to be a animated?
Let's look. It's a live action remake.
Okay. I do think they did a pretty good job with the Lion King, you know, live action. The CGI that they did wasn't too hokey. So I think they did a good job with that. So I'm kind of looking forward to this one.
You know, I've still never finished that. I was sitting right next to you.
Mm-hmm.
We were on the DDP cruise. This came out while we were on the DDP cruise. So we all went to the theater and saw it. And I was sitting right next to you. And when Mufasa died, Riley got upset and wanted to leave. And so I left with her. So I've still never seen the end of the live-action remake.
Mm-hmm. You know, Maleficent was one of those movies people give a lot of hate on, but I think that was another cool... Yeah, I liked it. Some people don't like it, but I think that was cool. You got to see that other point of view, you know, from her. So this definitely has the potential to be, you know, maybe make somebody else look like the villain.
Talk about live-action. March 21st, 2025, coming... Actually, is it already out? Snow White live-action remake? Is that out?
No, 2025. That's next year.
Oh, I mean, I told you, man. I'm on medicine.
You're a year away. That's okay.
I'm on medicine, man. I'm telling you.
Numbers are hard.
Well, why is it on the list? Oh, there's actually 2025. Oh, these are ones upcoming releases that we know of this year. They've set dates for. Okay, I got this. I'm in now. Snow White live action remake. How do you feel, Mike? I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like that's a filler.
That's a tough
one. That's one
man.
Of those. Yeah, I mean, some of the other ones were good. Beauty and the Beast, it was okay. I'm, you know, some of them are okay. So I don't know. 101 Dalmatians, you know, that was a good remake, you know,
yeah.
as a live action. But Snow White, I don't know. Did you look at the cast for that?
No, I have not. I've done absolutely no research.
I looked at the cast for it, and nobody really stood out to me. It was like, oh, I want to see that person, you know, cast as that.
Right.
I don't even really know. Rachel Zegler
is playing Snow White. Gal Gadot is cast as the Evil Queen. I don't know who Andrew Burnap is. This is when we need Dave around. Yeah, I don't know, man. For me, it's one of those movies where I think it's hard to do a remake of it, like with Seven Dwarfs and all. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't know. I don't know how it will relate to on screen. Like, it's going to be interesting. I hope they nail it. I really do. But it's going to be an interesting one. It's definitely not at the top of my list. So the next one coming up is Elio, June 13th, 2025. I had not seen a preview for this until right before we started recording. And it looks fun, man. It's about this little boy who his mom works for like the Pentagon, and these aliens send this thing. And it's like, take us to your leader. And her 11-year-old son, if you're not seeing a trailer, of course you can go watch it and listen to me give a horrible recap. Her 11-year-old son video calls her when it happens, and they think that he's the leader of the Earth. So they actually abduct him, and he has to go through all these trials to prove that Earth is, you know, should be left in the universe. So looks cute, man. Looks good. October 20th, 2025. Tron, Ares. We knew this was coming.
Yeah, I almost kind of feel like with the new ride, they kind of have to do something Tron,
yes.
You know, just to kind of keep it relevant. Yeah. Will I be excited about it? We'll see. I mean, I'm going to wait to see the reviews on that one.
Next one. Zootopia 2, November 26, 2025. I'm stoked, man. This one for me, we just watched Zootopia the couple days before we left on vacation. That is one of the most underrated movies in the last 5 years. 10 mm-hmm. years from Disney. It is fantastic. It's funny. It's quick. It's got a great storyline. It has amazing characters. Dude, it's awesome. Like, I am so stoked for this.
Yeah, and then, you know, maybe we'll see some Zootopia, you know, kind of merged into the Animal Kingdom Park. You know,
yep.
We've talked about that before, and maybe with the new movie coming out, maybe we'll start to see some of that sprinkled into some of those, you know, areas where that needs some attention.
A Moana, which we knew this was coming. The Rock has said it's coming. He said he's working on it. He's coming back as Maui. Moana live action remake, July 10th, 2026. I think if you get the original cast of the Moana animated movies and you bring them in to play their roles in a live action, this will be one of the biggest live action movies they have done.
Yeah, I believe so. I believe so. I think it's going to be good. You know, and you know, The Rock's one of those actors now that everything he touches turns to gold. So I think that it'll be good for him. It'll be good for that movie.
Yeah, and that's July 10th, 2026. So we got a little bit of time coming for that one. Frozen 3 coming 2026. You know it. You knew it was coming, Mike. They're not going to let this one die. It's just not happening.
Yeah, and you know, kind of the good thing about it is it's kind of, you know, branching into maybe the next kind of generation of kids. You know, I mean,
yeah.
My kids were so, you know, my kids were a little bit older when the first Frozen came out, but some people that, you know, maybe the kids were a little bit older when it came out and they've got some kids now, they might be able to introduce their kids into the whole Frozen franchise. So it might be a nice treat for them to be able to, you know, bring them into that whole, you know, cult, you know, that we've
kind of.
And listen, it was the actual Frozen was a huge moneymaker for them, so I don't see why they wouldn't try and capitalize on a Frozen 3.
Well, and the whole thing too, like you said, it's going to a new generation. Riley's about to be 12, but I have video of her when she was like maybe 1.5 or 2 dancing to Let It Go, you know, when it first came out. And that's just, that movie played over and over in her house. Her first big girl bedroom was all Frozen. Like, that was, it was huge. So that'll be fun. Toy Story 5 kind of shocks me, Mike, to be honest. Toy Story 5, June 19th of 2026. Are you shocked that we're getting a fifth Toy Story installment?
Yeah, I'm kind of liking the way the last one ended.
Me too.
You know, I mean, I just, certain things you let lie. You know, just kind of let it have its time and be done with it. So, I mean, this is one of the things that I saw on a list, and I'm like, I think you kind of beaten a dead horse with this one. I think that you really, you know, maybe you should have let it go. Literally, well, since it's Frozen.
Let's see what you did there.
See?
Yeah.
But no, we'll see. You know, hopefully it's good. Hopefully the kids will enjoy it. I don't think it's something I'm going to rush out and see.
And last but not least, a Bambi and a Hercules live action, date to be determined.
Man, that Bambi live action first couple of scenes could be rough.
Oh my gosh, can you imagine? I didn't even think about that. That could be brutal.
Yeah. I mean, that was tough in an animated sense. Could you imagine that in a live action
Mother?
Sense? Ooh, boy.
Mother.
Bang.
Mother. Hercules, I just hope they nail the soundtrack. Well, I think there are two soundtracks that are super underrated. One is Hercules. It is so underrated with Michael Bolton. And just it's so good. But the second one is Hunchback. Hunchback of Notre Dame is one of the most mm-hmm. underrated soundtracks ever. And another one is, and get ready for this, John Cassano, is Tarzan, because it's a great soundtrack and I don't want to hear anything about it. So those are our movies that we're looking forward to. We got dates on. We know that we're getting them either in 2024, 2025, 2026. We got two left. We're going to jump around really quickly and we're going to talk about Beyond Big Thunder, the Magic Kingdom expansion that is going to be starting really, really soon. So recently, some people visited out in Anaheim, and they were actually shown the water management permit that was filed with Florida, will be filed with Florida in the coming weeks for the expansion. No true details were released, but we know that this is moving forward. It's not just a blue sky operation anymore, blue sky idea, that we are going to get this. We know that the Walt Disney World has Disney has said that Walt Disney World and Disneyland are going to get a $60 billion investment for the parks and resorts. So I'm super excited to see this, Mike. From what we can tell and what we see, those dead ends at Big Thunder and the dead end at Haunted Mansion probably won't be dead ends anymore. Looking like we're going to get possibly that Coco or expansion, you know, of course you're getting Tiana coming in, a couple other things that might be coming there too. You get Villains Land is another, you know, thing that they chatted about at D23. And I think this is where we'll see those things go in. I'm kind of excited about this, man. I think this is really going to help. This is going to help take the sting off of Epic Universe opening down the street. And mm-hmm. it's going to help keep people in the bubble. It's going to help the capacity level for the Magic Kingdom. And I think it's much needed. I hope it doesn't take a decade to finish. I hope this is a quick moving project and they can knock this out and we can enjoy the next 5 to 6 years.
I think this was the response they needed when they had to say, hey, you know, we're going to expand, you know, especially with the, you know, the new Universal Park opening up. I think this was something that they needed to address to kind of, you know, just give faith to the Disney loyalists that we're going to, you know, we have big plans too. You know, I mean, it doesn't seem like they're opening a new park anytime soon, but to be able to expand the gates and go a little bit further out and, you know, get the capacity up in Magic Kingdom, I think it gives a lot of potential for the, you know, our regular Disney people that want to see the park expand. You know, I don't know, when you think about the themes of of Disney World. You know, when you talk about Magic Kingdom, I don't see villains fitting in as a land. You know, I'd like to see it themed maybe a little bit differently. Maybe have some themed, you know, some themed villain rides. But, you know, when you talk Adventureland, Frontierland, you know, Liberty Square, you know, Tomorrowland, I don't think villains fits into, if you were going to throw that name into the mix. I think it would have to be called something else and then maybe have a villains type of theme. But yeah, we'll see. I mean, listen, any type of expansion they're going to give, hopefully it gets done quickly, maybe quicker than Tron was actually built. You know, I mean, that took like forever to be done. So if they could really, you know, get moving on this and give us something they'd be really hopeful for and maybe some solid plans on what they're actually going to add, I think it would give a lot of hope to the Disney loyalists.
It's going
to
be interesting because the plans for Encanto have moved over to the Animal Kingdom plan, like for expansion. And rumor is that the plans for Coco have moved over to the Animal Kingdom expansion as well, which doesn't make a lot of sense to me. You would think that they, if anything, they would just move that over to Epcot and the Mexican Pavilion. Just, you know what I mean? Like re-theme Three Caballeros and let it be there. It's a perfect spot for it. Because I mean, Animal Kingdom, like we said, Zootopia is the perfect fit. You know, there's chatter that that's coming and we're going to get that as an expansion there as well. So it kind of leaves me with, is the full expansion going to be, like you said, quote unquote, a villain's land? Are we going to, like, what are we going to get back there? Is it going to be something of substance? Like, is it just going to be filler space where there's going to be shops and, you know, maybe a small attraction? Or are we going to get something major? Because I think the Magic Kingdom is the flagship park of the Disney company. Like, everyone says Disneyland is, Walt Disney World is the flagship property for the Disney company. Magic Kingdom is a flagship park of Walt Disney World. It's a vacation destination for millions of people around the world. And I really think they need a big splash here. I don't think this can be something minimal. This needs something that's got to be huge. It's got to be a big... You can do expansions in other parks. Look, I mean, we saw Avatar. I mean, Avatar was great. It's a ton of fun. You know what I mean? With that expansion, we saw Star Wars. That's a huge expansion there. But when you touch the Magic Kingdom, it's got to be the right fit. It's got to work. You cannot just throw something in there that you think is good for the moment. This has got to be something that 40, 50 years down the road, that it makes sense, and it makes sense in that land. And, you know, that hub and spoke design has been so ideal and so perfect, and it's been copied over and over and over again by theme parks around the world. And if you're going to put something in that is going to be a land that is outside of that hub and spokes and is going to leave the berm of the Magic Kingdom, you got to get it right. Like, and I hope they do. Hope they nail it. Hope they do something huge. Interesting, too, that they're talking Villains Land and Epic Universe has Dark Universe, which is the Universal Monsters. So really, both these folks really getting into the dark side. You know what I mean? I kind of like it. So it'll be fun. Good stuff, Mike. One more thing I want to talk about, our fifth one, we're going to jump around to our fifth topic of the night before we do everything else we enjoy doing. And that is just a couple days ago at 10 a.m., Run Disney Marathon Weekend 2025 registration took off and was quite an adventure for a lot of people. I will tell you this, that I was on with a lot of our DDP Sorcerers running team because we have, as of right now, Mike, you ready for this? 2 years ago, we had 7 people representing DDP today and the DDP Sorcerers at Run Disney Marathon Weekend 2023. 2024, we bumped up. Huge, huge, huge jump to, I think we had like 44, something like that. This year, we already have 59 runners already. And that will grow as people find the community and join us and join the community down there. But that'll be 59 runners running for DDP today, DDP Sorcerers down in Marathon Weekend. We have 27 people running the 5K, 28 doing the 10K, 30 doing the half, 32 doing marathon, 2 doing goofy, and this one's mind-blowing, and I am one of them, 17 people running dopey this year under DDP today. Mike, that's an amazing number.
Yeah, and a testament to the group. Some great coaches out there, very motivating coaches. I mean, those guys have been fantastic. The show's been been amazing. It's great to see that expanding that. I mean, you know, we love our DDP family as it is, and to be able to have that branch off into its own entity has just been amazing. And I know, you know, Basecamp is a huge part of our, you know, our what we love, and to be able to, we'll do some fundraising again this year, and to be able to help them out is something that's even more incredible. That's something that we love doing, you know, being able to help somebody else and do something positive out of the show. You know, we always talk about the positivity of the people on the show and the stuff that they can do, and to be able to bring some happiness into some people's lives that are going through some tough times. To have a running group like that and just, you know, getting bigger and bigger and bigger, I mean, it really warms my heart.
So let's talk about it, though, because the reason I want to chat about the experience itself is it has become one of the most stressful things I do every year. So I am running Wine and Dine. I'm doing the challenge at Wine and Dine, which means I'll be running the 10K and the half marathon back to back. But I will tell you this. It is if you don't have a community of people helping each other, it is nearly impossible anymore to get registered for these races. There, I'm on a lot of the running boards, and I'm on a lot of the running community, like the main running community for Run Disney and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, thousands and thousands of people were online before 10 a.m., jumped in the queue when it opened at 10 a.m., and never got one of the races. Not one.
That's crazy.
Now, if you ever wanted a reason, and I'm not going to tell you our secrets, okay? We're not putting it out there for other people to know. I'll just go ahead and tell you. If you ever want to know a reason to become part of the DDP Sorcerers, which doesn't cost you a penny to become a part, go over right now and join that Facebook page. The link is right below where you're listening right now. Click it. The reason to join is all of our runners, all 59 of them, all of them got every race they wanted. Everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Not one person missed, because we help each other. So that's one reason to go. Thousands of people. Let me run you through this, okay? Here are the Walt Disney World Marathon sellout times for this year, okay? The 5K, let me start with Goofy sold out the fastest, okay? Goofy, which is the half marathon and the full marathon combined. So you get the half marathon medal, the full marathon medal, and you get the Goofy Challenge medal, okay? It sold out the fastest. The reason for that, I think this is the 20th year. It's an anniversary year, which always makes that race go quick. 53 minutes, that race sold out. The next one was the 5K at 70 minutes, the 10K at 82 minutes. Dopey sold out in 92 minutes. And I know this sounds like a long time, but you're in a virtual queue, and all of your wait times say more than an hour. So you're just waiting to get your turn just to pay to be able to do this. Coming in next was the full marathon, sold out in 111 minutes, the half marathon in 120 minutes. Now, let me give you something to give it a little perspective, okay? In 2019, the 5K sold out in 8 hours, the 10K sold out in 21 hours, the half, the full, Goofy, and Dopey did not sell out. So, let me tell you what Run Disney has done. Leading up to 2019, there was a drop-off, and this spoke pre-COVID. There was a drop-off in, and they saw it coming with 2016 numbers, 17 numbers, 18 numbers, and of course 19 numbers. There was a drop-off in interest in Run Disney races. So Run Disney got smart. And Mike, I want to see what you think about this. Run Disney said, instead of allowing 20,000 people to run the full marathon, we're only going to allow 14,000 people. I'm putting numbers out there, random numbers, okay?
Sure, I get you.
We're only going to allow 14,000. They created interest by limiting the amount of people to do the run. In doing that, it created this buzz and this want to be able to do it. So from 2019, that happened. 2021 are a little weird. But like 2022, you go from 5K 8 hours, the 5K sells out in 45 minutes. Because they've limited the amount of runners. Do you think it's smart of Run Disney to create the buzz by saying, okay, I know what we'll do. We'll just make less spots, and then people are going to talk about it, chat about it. Is negative publicity from these thousands of people this year going, I didn't get in, I can't believe I didn't get in, is it a good thing for Run Disney in the future?
Well, I think now that they have a demand, if they're not going to add to the demand, they're going to be kind of shooting themselves in the foot, so to speak, right? Because they could have had more people registering and got more, you know, dollar signs and more people in the park. So I think it's good to make it kind of tight and exclusive for a couple of years and then, you know, expand a little bit. Maybe not tell you how many people are going to get it. I mean, listen, if they sold out that quickly this year, they'd be crazy not to expand it the next year because obviously, you know, you're going to have that many. People that didn't get into it this year are going to really try and get on to it next year. So I think that they've kind of created a buzz and I think it would be smart of them to, you know, increase the numbers next year.
Yeah, or, and it's not cheap either. I mean, Dopey was $700 to run Dopey. So
yeah, I think it'd be smart for them to expand them, maybe do them in waves, maybe, you know, do a certain amount of tickets this amount of time and then do another release date, or instead of doing it all at once, maybe do all the 5K one day, maybe the 10K another day. I don't know. You know, I mean, there's got to be a money making solution for them in there somewhere. And if you create a buzz to get people to want it, now it's very desirable. I think that's, you know, good on them for their business aspect. Stinks for us who wanted to get in and didn't get it. But yeah, I mean, it makes sense.
I'd say you should have joined the DDP Sorcerers because you would have got your race 100%. You would have got your race. We could have gotten you that race 100%. So one reason to be there, Mike. I'm super super excited to run. This is the biggest challenge I've ever taken on as far as not just running. I think this is just the biggest challenge in general I've ever taken on. I'm not talking about being a parent or that kind of stuff. I'm talking about physical challenge. Mm-hmm. The fact of running a 5K on Thursday, 10K on Friday, half marathon on Saturday, and full marathon on Sunday. But it's going to make it so much easier having all the DDP down there, running with all these great people, spending time with them, creating memories. So I'm excited about it. I'm nervous, but I got plenty of time, not till January, to make sure I'm trained up and ready to rock and roll.
And we have some of the best coaches out there to help you achieve that goal. I mean,
certainly do.
Coach Kyle's one of my favorite. So anyway, a lot of people from our DDP group are going to be down there, you know, running those races. And, you know, one of the things we talk about that we love on the races is when you're doing that race, you get to stop, take some character pictures. And when you get some of those unique pictures and some of those, you know, unique things you get to do with our DDP family, post them on our Facebook page. We have a great DDP Facebook page. So we have some people that post some great pictures. And it brings me to my favorite thing every week, and that would be Picks of the Week.
Picks of the Week. Picks of the Week. Time for us to get our picks of the week.
Ah, Justin, you know how much my favorite thing is every week is picks of the week. Why don't you tell me what's your pick of the week?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Lindsay Morgan. She said, after receiving his cancer diagnosis in 2019, my father-in-law booked the whole family a Disney cruise vacation spring of 2020. Between COVID shutdowns, treatments, and work school schedules, we just couldn't make it happen until now. We sailed the Disney Fantasy over spring break this year. Had a great time, and I'm so thankful we could all share this special family time together. I know Lindsay. I met Lindsay. Actually, we were talking about running. I know Lindsay because her and her husband both run the Charleston or the South Carolina Brewery Running Series with me, and I was able to talk with them about their cruise before they went. And I tell you, seeing you guys, all those smiles, you guys together, creating those memories that'll last a lifetime. That is Disney to a T. That is why we do it. That is why we pay the money. That's why we go on the trips. And that's absolutely amazing. Congratulations. I hope you guys had a blast. I can't wait to chat with you about it. And that's my pick of the week. So super exciting. How about you, man?
Very cool. Very cool picks. My pick of the week is going to go to the Hopkins family. Kevin Hopkins was out on an Easter spring break trip celebrating the youngest turning 13. They got to knock out a few things that they haven't been able to do before. They had on their bucket list. They stayed at Wilderness Lodge, one of my favorite places and very underrated place to stay. They had a bison burger, finally ran into Divine. You know, she's very hard to find in the park sometimes. And the big one was that his son finally made it around the tower after backing out a couple of times. Glad he got to do it. But one of my favorite parts of this post was he got some glitter in his beard. He got a little Disney magic, a little pixie dust on his beard. He's got a really cool beard. I wish I had the opportunity to grow a beard that thick. Mine just kind of doesn't come in that well. So very cool beard. You look fantastic in there at the Harmony Barbershop, and it's nice to see you got a little pixie dust. So Mr. Hopkins, Kevin, you have my pick of the week.
Absolutely love it, man. Great week tonight. Man, that makes sense. Great week. And tonight, man, I've had so much fun with you talking about our jump around episode to where we can talk about all these great topics and move from one to the other. And I got to tell you, man, there are so many great DDP communities out there for you to go and join. Of course, we talked about the Sorcerers. Go over and join that. No matter if it's your first step or your millionth, no matter where you're at in your journey, we are there to back you. We're there to support you, to be your biggest cheerleader. The coaches are there to help you, to give you advice. And that is a great community. So make sure to join that. But there's so many other ones out there. If you enjoy a nice drink, we have our drinking team over there led by the great Derek Pitzer. And of course, we have our Patreon. That is a fantastic group of people. If you want to become a part of our Patreon, get the extra access to the bonus show each and every week. That's right after this one. It's really cool. For as little as $2 a month, you get access to that. You download the Patreon app, you hear the main show, and then it immediately kicks in to the Patreon episode. And we talk about all kinds of things. It's not just Disney over there. It's more about us. It's more about other things that are happening in our lives. Lots of fun topics. It's a little more adult oriented on that side as well. So if you've ever wondered about that side, click that link and you can become a member. Also, some really cool swag, a couple different levels you can join. And some of the levels even have video. You can sit and watch our smiling faces as we record. So definitely become part of the Patreon community. It is a great, great, great place to be. A lot of interaction with the private Facebook group there as well. So excited about that. Mike, had an absolute blast, man. I missed being here. It's so hard to be away. I did like listening to the show as a listener. It's not something that I get to do very often. But I was driving back from Florida, and I was listening to the show, and it's so much fun, man, to hear you guys. But there's nothing better than being here, talking with you on the mics, chatting Disney. And, man, I appreciate you. The other guys, Joe is in California doing something. I don't know what he's doing out there. Dan's in Mexico. And Dave is, who knows where Dave is? I have no idea where Dave is tonight. But you're here, and, man, I had a blast chatting with you.
It's like the old school days, just the two
it
of
is.
Us.
It was like this for a while
after Jay left. So it was nice to get back to our roots, you know. I'm glad we added some additions to the show too. They've been fantastic. I definitely miss them tonight, and I hope they're enjoying themselves. But yeah, I had a great time talking to you. I'm so glad you're back. I'm looking forward to Patreon tonight and hearing about a little bit more details about your cruise. I know you and I spoke a little bit about that stuff, and I'm glad that our Patreon's gonna hear some more details on how your trip went.
Yeah, we're gonna talk over on the page side. We're going to talk my trip. We're also going to talk our own personal top 5 sporting events of the year that we would want to watch, and lots of other fun stuff. So DDP family, I tell you what, man, it's great to see you. It's great to be here. Thank you for giving us the time. Thank you for letting us be in your ear, in your car. And we can't thank you enough for the positivity you bring to our lives each and every week. It means the world to us. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Disney community. Have an amazing week. Spread some cheer. Be the best version of yourself. Make someone smile. Do all those great things. And I promise it'll come back on you tenfold. I love you. Have an amazing week. And I'll see you real soon. Have a good night, everybody.
Have a good night.
On behalf of the Disney Dads, we want to say thank you. We hope you find a little magic in your life every day. Spread some Disney love. And keep moving forward.
Happily ever after. Each of us has a dream, a heart's desire. It calls to us, and when we're brave enough to listen and bold enough to pursue, that dream will lead us on a journey to discover who we're meant to be. All we have to do is look inside our hearts and unlock the magic within.
Ready to begin. Let the wonder.
And that's a wrap.
This has been YDF Media Productions.